This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive.
Smart, fun radio.
Theatre, film, TV, and more. Susie Rong reviews it all on Joy Drive with Em and Warren.
Susie Rong, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Warren. Did I hear you say a few minutes earlier that you shampoo your eyelashes?
I do.
Susie, honestly, I have no idea what happened in that conversation. Like, things went left so quickly and I was like, where am I? What is happening?
This is a great beauty trend.
It's a new beauty trend. It's a Joy Drive beauty trend that we are starting. It's going to be all over the place. Trust me. Shampooing your eyes. Yes, I did, because, you know, one time I had, you know where the hair comes out, the eyelash, I had like a sty there. And my doctor at the time says use the baby shampoo to clean it. And I did it and it cleaned it up beautifully. And ever since I've used the baby shampoo and I close my eyes and I wash the, you know, the eyelashes with baby shampoo.
You mean like when you feel like a lump might be forming?
No, I do it every day, once a day. I have baby shampoo in my shower and I squirt it and I wash there. Honestly, it's a new trend. It's starting. I bet you try it.
That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, and then I was saying to Em, because Em was asking me what shampoo I use, and I said, well, just, you know, kill two birds with one stone. I have the baby shampoo and I use it on my hair as well.
Like, make your eyes good enough to eat.
Yeah, well, maybe not. Maybe we shouldn't say that given what we're going to be talking about very shortly. We are talking about Dharma on Netflix.
Yeah, also known as Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story. It is a 10-part drama/thriller series about the American serial killer famous for his cannibalism, who was apprehended in 1991 after murdering 17 men and boys over a 13-year period. There have been many documentaries and dramatizations about Dahmer before this one, but with an extravagant 10 hours at its disposal, this retelling of the horrific story feels more exhaustive in its explorations than what had come before. We look not only at Dahmer's personal background, including his parents, and through them we explore ideas about where his shocking behavior might have come from. There are opportunities as well to acquaint ourselves with several of his victims and their families, as well as a thorough study of Glenda Cleveland, the lady who lived next door. And through her, we obtain an understanding about the racial dimensions of the Dahmer narrative. Most of his victims were men of color, many of them gay. We learn that the authorities value some lives more than others, and that their neglect of black gay lives is partly to be blamed for allowing Dahmer to kill so many over such a long time. Some of the series is gory, some of it is extremely tense, but I found the writing to be intriguing, and actor Evan Peters' performance as Dahmer is to me completely riveting. There's an understatement in his style that really pulled me in. There is controversy around the show stirring up trauma for family members of the victims. I think it's fair that they voice their opinion, but I don't think the producers are the only ones responsible. Dharma is the most watched Netflix series in its first week, with almost 200 million hours watched in just 5 days. Those who choose to tune in should know better than to throw the first stone. Em and Warren, I'm curious to know if you made it to the end.
I did not. I did not. I watched the first episode was incredible. I just felt ill, like physically sick, the entire first episode. And I mean, thankfully, in the sense that it meant that I watched more. I heard from a friend that not every episode was the same sort of intense, you know, really in there experience that first episode is. But I am a fan of true crime, but it's just such a full-on way to investigate and unpack true crime. Like, I'm not used to that kind of expression of a true crime story. Do you know what I mean?
I agree with you. I got two episodes in.
I watched four.
You watched four. So I got two in and I had to switch it off. I thought it's just, you know, just it was too gruesome. And, you know, it was great, like you said, you know, they were dealing with the marginalized community and the relationship with the police. And I thought that was really, really good. But I just felt like it just focused on the murders and the way that they were done more so than I think we needed to know. And, you know, Em raised a good point before about the families of those people still being alive.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you touched on that as well, Susie, and I know that from before even watching it, I saw a lot of stuff online that you touched on, which is, you know, families are like, of the victims weren't asked if they were okay with this, you know, representation. And I think also, like, the whole idea of this series from what I've read is, okay, we want to not necessarily explore, because as you said, Susie, this story of Dharma has actually been told so many times in different iterations and different formats. And this was meant to be a representation that would kind of highlight the victims and actually talk about who they were and where they came from.
I was curious about them and we didn't
know. And I don't
know.
Think it did that. Like, if that's what they're saying that it was meant to do, I don't think it did that. I really do think it's still kind of not glamorized. That's totally the wrong word, but definitely the focus was on Dharma and everyone's, you know, talking about how Evan Peters is fantastic in that role. And I just think that's a really icky, I don't know, just makes me feel icky.
I actually thought he was good, I must admit, in that cold, sort of unemotional role.
And of course,
I
thought he did a great job.
He did a great job of it. But I'm like you, I wanted to know more about the story of the victims themselves. Now, does that get revealed later on in the series, Susie? Because, you know,
yeah,
having only watched two episodes, I didn't see it.
Yeah, there are several stories that emerge later. I think they kind of have to establish what the thing is about. And it's produced by Ryan Murphy, who's, you know, it's very characteristic of his shows to sort of hit you over the head at the start with something really, really sensationalist and then sort of unfold from there. I can completely understand why you would turn it off. Like, I found the first episode really hard. Like, I was walking around my apartment trying to avoid the TV, but also just really curious. Like, I love true crime. And I found that it did appeal to me. Like, and I still am trying to figure out why people like true crime. I guess for me, I think it's two things, right? I think it's one, people go about their business every day needing to believe the best of humanity. We can't, because it's very hard to live if you think you're going to walk out of the house and people are going to kill you. So we always think that all people are basically good. But I don't think that that's the 100% truth of it. And watching these stories, when they're true crime, they're true stories, they're not like, you know, fictional, like superhero villains. These are real things that have happened. I find that somehow satisfy me in a certain way, just to know that these people are around. I don't know why I need that information, but I find that is important to me. And also, I think maybe to just kind of understand that we all have the capacity for things that are not great. I mean, you know, hopefully none of us are anywhere close to that degree of, you know, evil, but I think it does help to know that, oh, actually, my life is fairly normal. My life is fairly safe. I think that might be part of the reason why we watch these things.
We're chatting to Susie Rong about Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story, which is currently streaming on Netflix. That is really interesting what you just said, Susie, because my number one note from watching Dahmer, the episodes that I did, was that it's so strange to think that someone is compelled to kill people. But in the same vein, it's so strange that people are compelled to watch shows about it.
Mm. Yeah, it's a massive business, isn't it? Especially podcasts and things like that. People are really into true crime. And I don't really understand it. I'm sure people have tried to investigate or sort of write their theories on it. But I do think it is about that. It's about that, acknowledging that evil does exist, because we, you know, so much of our lives is about trusting that people are good and trusting that people are doing the right thing. And, you know, I guess if you are a fairly middle-class, lucky person with a safe, secure life, you forget that those things are around. And I guess with any good art, if you find a point of resonance that reveals the truth about something, the truth about people especially, I think that's where it's valuable. That's where people are pulled into art. Whatever the theme might be, whatever the story might be, you're looking for some truth of some kind. And the closer you get to the truth, the more appealing it is. And In this case, I think it is appealing, but obviously for a lot of people, it is too much to handle.
We got some messages in. Nick from Casterton says, Dharma was cleverly constructed and presented, concentrating more on those that were affected rather than the actions of the chillingly cold, emotionally flat central character played brilliantly by Evan Peters. Enjoyed it, as I remember this episode in our history. So there's some different views out there. I just found it. I didn't need to see heads in fridges and hearts and drinking from IV bags and all that sort of stuff.
It's confronting. It definitely is confronting. I think it's so weird to me, because if I was watching a documentary about this, which is the real factual presentation of the heinous things that happened, I would be totally fine. Mm. So I just find it so interesting. And this is from, like, I guess, a personal psychological perspective, that then watching it in a way that is like, you know, what is presented here, which is quite graphic, and obviously it's based on the reality, it's too confronting to watch, which is just so interesting to me.
And then having to think, feel like it actually happened. So
did it feel like watching horror to you, Em?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
That's what it felt like to me too, but it was horror. But if it was a documentary, as Em said, you know, you'd know, yep, and that definitely happened, and it's presented to you as a documentary. But this, I think that's it. This was presented as a horror. Well, it felt like a horror, and then you think it actually happened.
Yeah, which was kind of conflicting,
that feeling.
Well, that's a terrifying part, I guess, right? Because you go into the details that, like, the actual lived experience and the you know, final moments, and that is really confronting. But I actually feel like quite conflicted personally, because I'm like, I just don't understand psychologically why that, you know.
And also then I couldn't help but think, what about the families? That's re-traumatizing them, having to
see. They've said that. They've tweeted it.
Have they?
Yeah, they've tweeted
about it. Exactly what happened.
Well, I'm sure they won't be watching it. Like, they probably wouldn't have seen any of the, you know, tons of stuff that have come out. Mm. But clearly the attention is annoying for them. And I mean, I was also thinking, like, right, I'm watching this thing and really enjoying it, but I'm not bothering them, am I? Or is our system, you know, created in a way that if something becomes as immensely popular as Dharma has, automatically the press would go to them and try to get reactions from them. And maybe that's where the stress is for them. I don't know.
And they probably see people talking about it as well and see it on their social media.
Oh, right. Yeah. And people offering up their sort of opinions about what happened.
Yeah.
Right.
And also, like, if you think about it, obviously we're in Australia and probably there aren't any families living in Australia, but we're talking about it now on the radio. So potentially, you know, they could be literally driving in their car, just trying to pick up their kids from school or something. And then they inadvertently hear, you know, a chat about it. I think that's a lot.
Yeah, it's harrowing.
Yeah, 100%.
Susie, what are we watching next week?
Look, the month of October is being sort of marketed as the month of horror, isn't it? Because of Halloween,
Susie,
and all that.
Why? Come on.
Susie's enjoying this.
Oh,
I can
my
tell.
Gosh. I can't watch these shows after dark, Susie. When am I going to watch them?
Anne Rice's Interview with a Vampire.
Oh my gosh.
I love vampires.
Is now a new series streaming on AMC+. Let's see if things get any gayer in this 21st century version. It is a lot more romantic than Dharma. It's a really pretty production. There are some, you know, scary, blood-sucking scenes, but I think you're gonna make it through the first couple of episodes.
Interview with a Vampire on AMC+.
Yes.
Susie, are you going to start shampooing your eyes?
I do occasionally have, like, a sty issue.
You've got to use baby shampoo.
It makes me think that I should do that. Maybe I won't go to the extent of buying a specific shampoo for it, but maybe I'll just kind of be more thorough with my cleaning. It's a little bit difficult when you've got makeup over it. But I guess it makes you think that, maybe you should be a bit cleaner with the insides and not just the skin where your makeup touches.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, we're living and learning.
And I'm not going to do a shampoo recommendation for you on air, because no one's paid me any advertising money. But
good business.
But Em, I know your birthday's in October, isn't it?
Yes.
So expect a box of hair goodies coming away.
Stop. Susie, yes! Are you serious?
Oh my gosh.
I feel like I just won the lottery. Yay!
Right. Anyone listening in, you can send stuff to her as well. Because she's lovely.
Oh, Susie, you're the best. Thank you so much. Not so much for all the horror you're sending our way, but you know what? We'll deal with it.
Thanks, Susie.
And I'll see you next Tuesday.
That's Susie Rong, our TV, film, and theatre reviewer. More Susie every Tuesday here on Joy Drive. And next week,
Interview with a Vampire.
Interview with a Vampire.
And today we were talking about Dharma, which is on Netflix.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne. Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com, or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.